Now, in studio with me, I have Odile and Sinovio. They are from the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. Odile is part of the Masidlale Music Project, which is a program run by the Philharmonic Orchestra. The project trains the youth from local communities to play musical instruments and encourage good work ethic. She is joined by Sivo. I'm sorry, I can't say your name. What's your name again?
Sinovuyo.
I need to learn your name a lot now. Sinovuyo. She is an 11-year-old violinist who completed her grade 2 exam. She will also be chatting with us and she'll be performing live here in studio with us. Could you please introduce yourselves?
Okay, I'll go first. My name is Odile Burden. I am a violinist and I am a music teacher and education manager at the Masidlale music program.
My name is Sinovuyo and I'm 11 years old.
And what instrument do you play?
I am playing violin.
Odile, could you tell us more about the Masidlale project?
Yes, so the Masidlale project is affiliated to the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. It's part of our youth development program, and we've got quite a lot going on in the program, where we have a music academy that's actually on the go at the moment at Rhodes High School, and then we have youth orchestras and youth wind ensembles and junior string ensembles that Sinovuyo is also a part of. But Masidlale is mainly concerned with providing access to kids for music education in areas where they don't have music teachers or music centers. So that's really where we come in. And we have 96 learners, mostly primary school children, who come from lots of different areas in the Western Cape, mainly from Nyanga, Langa, Khayelitsha, Guguletu, Mamre, Pela, and Atlantis. So those are the areas that we serve. And yeah.
Why did you decide to join the project?
So I've walked a very, very long way with Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra's youth programs. As a child myself, Sinovuyo's age, I used to play in their workshops whenever they had workshops for young kids. I used to play in their orchestras and I played in their youth orchestra when I was grade 8 back in the day. And once I studied music and it was time for me to enter the workforce, I got a job at the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, and they've played such a huge role in getting me to where I am today. So it's really important for me to do the same work and give other kids the same kind of opportunities that I had.
What values do you want to instill in the children that you are teaching?
I want them to learn the meaning of deserving something and what you have to do, to the kind of work that you have to put in to do well and excel. Discipline, listening to each other. You know, if you're playing with your friends, if you're playing, making music with your friends, it's not going to work unless you're listening to each other. So listening, communicating. Just realizing that we all have a part to play. You know, when we're playing in our ensemble, we all have a part to play, and we're only as strong as our weakest link. So we all have something to contribute, and we all have to. That's our responsibility.
So Sinovuyo, why did you decide to join the project?
Because I love the music.
You love music. Is that why you chose to play violin? Do you play any other instruments?
No.
The next question, how does it feel to complete your grade 2 exam?
It's just fine.
Did you enjoy playing your exam?
Yes.
Yeah?
What did you play for your exam?
What?
What song did you play for your exam?
Rosie Wise, Through the Rainbow. And On Wings of Song.
What song will you be playing for us today?
Rosy Wild.
Why did you choose to play that song for us today?
It's my favorite song.
Okay, so can we listen to it now?
Okay.
you so much, Sinovuyo, for that amazing song. I have one more question for Odile. How does it feel to know that the music that they are playing now, that they are learning now, will better their future?
I think that it's really, really exciting. For me, music has, it's been my whole life. Most of my life. I started playing violin when I was 6 years old, and I couldn't imagine doing anything else. For me, it's my favorite thing to do in the world, and it's the most amazing thing that I get to do this as my work. It makes me so excited. So I'm really excited that people like Sinovuyo and my other students, they also get this chance. And maybe they might choose not to do music as a career. That's okay. But as long as they still love music, and as long as they still support music, and they still go out and watch concerts and buy CDs and buy music, for me, that's exciting.
Thank you guys so much for this interview and for that amazing song that we just heard. So now we're going to go back to music.